Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're just seeing on the Reuters reporting very sad news. Liverpool's Portuguese forward, Diogo Jota, he's 28 years of age. He has died in a car crash in northwestern Spain, alongside his brother, who's also a footballer. Spanish state-owned television is reporting that. And Jota only got married 2 weeks ago. And you'll know Liverpool followers, he helped steer them to the Premier League last season. He won the FA Cup as well and the League Cup with Liverpool. So that's extraordinarily sad news. And he had just married the mother of his three children and described himself as the luckiest man in the world in an interview that came out only yesterday, and the news that he has died. That's breaking news, and no doubt we'll hear more about that on Radio 1 later this morning as Claire takes up that story. Lots of texts in on the Brehan Law. 51551 is the text, but I want to return to something we were talking about yesterday. We were talking about the Irish Sign Language, and there's a meetup happening in Cork City later this month called Deaf Rebels. And that meetup is for people with some experience of Irish Sign Language, ISL, to practice with each other and so on. But if you are interested in learning, and people who got in touch with us say they are, just learning a sign a day for beginners, there is a fella who will teach you one. His name is Steve White. He's known as Kerry Coda, and he's on the line. Good morning, Steve White.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you doing?
Not so bad at all. Kerry Coda, and Coda, as we know at this stage through the movie and through discussions on this subject over the last couple of years, child of deaf adults.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. So you can have one deaf parent or two deaf parents, regardless, you are a Coda.
You're a Coda. Your mum.
Yes, my mum was deaf, and I grew up with my stepdad who was deaf as well.
And there's a couple of generations as well.
So my aunt, three of my uncles, my grandparents, and two of my brothers, all deaf. I'm the black sheep, as it were.
And when you grew up, your first language, learning how to speak with other people and communicate, was it sign language?
Yeah. So Irish Sign Language would have been my first language. I believe I put my hand on the stove once and I signed the word hot after learning how hot the stove was.
Did you?
And then I learned to speak a few months later, but I was signing before I could speak.
And so that's your story. Now, you do really fun things, don't you? You teach people things like Chapel Roan lyrics and how to say revolute me and things like that. Why did you decide to take this online and do a sign a day?
So I work as a SNA in Ardfert Primary School, Ballonkerry, and a few of the SNAs that I work with had been asking me to teach them a few signs, and then one of them recommended, oh, sure, you should throw these up online for the general public. And I put one video on TikTok, and then it all kind of snowballed from there. And then this year, it was January 2nd, I was like, I'll start doing a sign a day. And dug a hole for myself. A very big commitment.
Well, it's a lovely thing because they're really sweet, they're short, really well communicated, and kind of teach the rest of us that it can be easy, a sign at a time.
Oh, completely. Like there's outside of absolutely like involving the deaf community, there's a plethora of reasons to be signing outside of there's so many functions for it. Do you know what I mean? You can sign your day-to-day regardless. In the same way you'd use the cúpla focal to keep the Irish going, you can sign away as well.
The revolute me, by the way, that's quite an easy one, I think, to describe on the radio, I think.
It is, yeah. So your index finger of your dominant hand sliding forward on the palm of your weak hand.
Fingers all together. And you're kind of moving it away from yourself. Like a kind
Absolutely.
Of a money move that you'd kind of know.
Towards the person you're speaking to, yeah. It's a handy one.
It's a handy one, and it's such a modern one.
It is completely like the signs are kind of decided upon on a small scale, and then the more they're used, they kind of spread throughout the community, kind of like wildfire.
And obviously things online have changed so much because it's a visual medium, particularly Instagram. And so there are new words all the time, new signs.
Oh, completely, sure. COVID and everything last year, 5 years ago, all these new terms kept popping up and we needed to see interpreters on the television. So these phrases need to be established and then disseminated within the community.
And the lyrics has come from messages you got from teachers who loved what you were doing.
Yes. So a few people asked to request a song here or there, and then I'll give it a shot. Now, I will say I pale in comparison to the performance interpreters out there, but I do my best.
it's Come On, Eileen, Billie Eilish and so on. They're kind of easy enough to do. They don't seem hard to do lyrics.
No, it's more interpreting. Like, you're not signing word for word, because I'm sure you heard yesterday, ISL, the sentence structure would be different from spoken English. So yes, it's literally interpreting rather than translating, say.
It's the physical aspect to it. Now, what's really interesting is, you as a teacher will know, when you're using sign with various students, it overcomes language barriers that we might have here with some new arrivals.
Oh, completely. Like, so whether it be someone on the autism spectrum or like I've worked with international students a little bit, so I'll try to use a bit of Google Translate, speak their language, sign it, and then use it in English and sign it again to see if there's a bridge that I can kind of act as a language broker there.
And that works. It works very well.
I like to think so, yeah.
I gather your mum's friends follow your sign a day idea and have some constructive criticism.
There's been a few. Like, I've definitely signed things that would be more of a family sign rather than a national sign, and I've gotten a bit of advice here or there.
Your own colloquialisms, this is what.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We can all join in by looking up Steve White's your sign of days. Kerry Coda. If we just put Kerry Coda, C-O-D-A, into Instagram, we'd find you there.
Yes, I'm on TikTok as well, but Instagram
as well. Thanks a million, Steve White.
Thanks for having
Good luck.
Me, Oliver.
Not Cheers. At all. Good Brilliant luck. Idea. Bye Thanks bye. A million for that.